Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Calm.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The White Sox are slowly turning over their roster as their rebuild takes place. One leftover from last season is veteran pitcher James Shields, who got hit early and often when acquired from San Diego, and he reflects back.
You know, I wish it could have been better. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm a competitor. I'm, you know, you ask anybody, I'm a competitor, and I don't like to lose, and don't like to get hit around like that. So, you know, shocking factor? Not really. I mean, sometimes those things happen, but you know, unfortunately, it happened too often. So, but this season, I'm feeling good, man. I mean, you know, I got a lot of confidence right now in my ability and what I did this offseason, and I'm gonna carry it on.
Pro football news: the Miami Dolphins are beginning to shed some salaries as today they release four players, including defensive end Mario Williams and offensive tackle Brandon Albert. Pro basketball: the Bulls will be minus Dwayne Wade and Paul Zipser as they host the Boston Celtics tonight. And then golf: first round of the Genesis Open at the famed Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. A six-way tie in the first round at 3-under par, including Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires, now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
David Schuster, sorry, thank you for the updates. Thank you for your presence, your knowledge, and your help with Taj Gibson. Until it was interrupted.
Until there wasn't Taj Gibson.
Taj Interruptus is what Danny Parkins is recovering from. Thank you to Theo Epstein and the Cubs for having Theo on the show. Thank you to Heidi Watney from MLB Network. Thank you to our producers, Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski and Ray Diaz, who helped out as well. Tomorrow's stuff and things. Got the last Bulls game from the first half of the season tonight
against the Celtics, and we got NBA All-Star festivities over the weekend, and more baseball stuff to kick around tomorrow for sure.
And Bovada has temporarily suspended any Donald Trump-related props. So I always say Vegas knows first. And the guy who's the head's odds maker says this press conference is simply chaos. So it's off the board. Bernstein and Goff, live at the auto show. Hello,
guys. Hey, well, what is it? You're the gambler. What does it mean that they have decided to suspend props?
It means uncertainty in the market. They feel like there could be too much volatility where one side could be exploited against the other, and they could have too much exposure, right? So if this press conference is leading everybody to think that he's not surviving the first term, and they're rushing to that, and they now think that maybe he doesn't survive the first term, they can't switch the odds fast enough in order to balance it out, and then they'd have too much exposure on impeachment or something to that effect.
I don't even know what some of these props are. Like, are we going to have the best nuclear holocaust of all time that'll get the highest ratings?
Like no other.
The greatest nuclear holocaust. The ratings will be fabulous. It'll be a tremendous holocaust.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
I couldn't tear myself away from the television. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm only like 5 minutes away from McCormick Place via Uber. So I'm like, all right, if I leave it around 12:05, 12:10, he will have gotten everything in that he needed to get in. And by the time I'm putting my shoes, I'm like, oh God, I'm leaving during the best part.
Oh, my
He's
cab
talking
driver
about
and
the
I,
election again.
My cab driver and I had the time of our lives listening to this thing on the way over today.
That's your man's.
I got to tell you, though.
He's a beautiful machine.
It would be hysterically funny if it wasn't so
sad and frightening.
Terrifying.
Horrifying. Yeah.
At some point, there's some Hedley Lamarr in there from Blazing Saddles.
There's some of the Dictator from Take the Money and Run.
Yes.
From Woody Allen's Take the Money
and Run. From Bananas.
The Dictator from Bananas.
There's a little bit of the
All
monster.
All children under the age of 16 years old. Are now 16 years old. I mean, it's amazing.
I just see the monster from Little Shop of Horrors in a suit. That's all I see.
But I don't. And then to juxtapose that with Theo Epstein. you go from the height of irrational insanity to the height of rational sanity.
What would happen if Theo Epstein said, no, I'm not going if we win next year?
He copped out, by the way. Total cop out of that answer.
Does he get in trouble with someone?
Yeah, let you in. Danny's kicking himself and kicking me a little bit because he thinks we missed an opportunity to sort of follow up and get him to go Popovich or Kerr, maybe, and actually give a statement about the moment.
I mean, you guys asked the question. I mean, you got it out there, but what happens if he says, no, I won't go? Well, does his approval rating slip with Cubs fans? I mean,
no.
You know, everybody else is planting their flag on this thing. What happens with him? Is he worried about his boss?
I don't think so. I think that it's very telling who is and is not speaking out in the sports world. Yes, there are some people who just don't give an F, but the other people are like LeBron and Popovich and Kerr and the people who have unlimited, unquestioned job security and comfort in their principles and their stances. And so the last follow-up that I wanted to get to, and he was, you know, a little uncomfortable and moving away from it.
He was leading us away from it.
Was basically, you know, he was like, we don't know what's going to happen in a year, and there's a lot of stuff going on. The last follow-up that I wanted was, well, what are your thoughts on what's going on? Because I think that he's the guy that would give it to you. I really do.
We had a discussion. We were out with friends over the weekend having dinner and just the discussion of it. At some point, he's still young enough that it's not completely beyond the realm of possibility that the reason he doesn't want to give that answer right now is because he might pick his spot to run for office.
Oh, he's talked about it for a long time.
And there's no reason. I'm sure he would have parried that follow-up. I wouldn't be kicking yourself because he would have artfully parried that away. I just don't think he wants to begin unnecessarily at this point establishing any kind of political profile beyond what he already has because he may have his eye on something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Didn't he do fundraising for Hillary? Like, there is a political profile there, and he has come out, and, you know, he was very complimentary of President Obama and all of it. So, I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. I felt like there was a way to push him there, and you would have gotten that there. Well, maybe he wants to share. I don't know.
I think you should keep kicking yourself because it's useful.
It's healthy and all of that. But
it was one of these moments that I am out of words. I'm sorry. I generally am pretty good. I didn't know what to say or think. I was absolutely aghast. That's the president of the United States rambling like a complete lunatic.
Yep.
An absolute bat spit crazy person.
Yep. It's been brewing for a while. And the people who were the slow brew now have their guy. And now we'll see what happens. I have no idea how this is happening, why it's happening. And it's gotten past the, well, hear everybody out. I mean, it's getting weird now. It's getting weird now. You have a person who doesn't seem mentally stable.
We were on the air.
The leader of the free world.
Do I need to go back and rewatch the entire thing, or is there no point to it?
If you want to shake your head, I mean,
yeah. If you want to not sleep,
he mentioned Alexander Acosta, and then he went in. You know, he said a name, and then he said, "By the way, to all of you," and went in. And I don't know if he thought that he was going to deflect or duck all the questions by the media that he doesn't like, but they came after him pretty good. I mean, the Electoral College
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, he claimed he had the biggest Electoral College win ever. Because he kept talking about the...
Yeah, no one said he was going to get 220. Then
right,
all
factually
of a sudden he got 270, and then he got 306.
Right, and he was challenged on it directly. And actually, for the first time, we had some reporters who were actually asking him about why he's saying some of the things he's saying when they're clearly not true. You know, he claimed the Ninth Circuit is a disaster. It's in turmoil. They're overturned 90% of the time when they're actually overturned 1% of the time. And I don't know if anybody called him on that, but he was asked about his claim, saying, "Well, wait a second. Why are you saying you had the biggest electoral win when you didn't?" And he said, "Well, I was given that information. I've seen that information in a lot of places." And they kept saying, "But it's not true." And the reporter was saying, "These are the actual numbers." And he said, "Well, I've seen that information, and it's information I was given. And would you admit that he tells the reporter, "But you have to admit that I won big." And eventually the reporter just said, "You're the president." here it is. Here's the actual exchange. The reporter says, "You said today you had the biggest electoral margin since Ronald Reagan. In fact, President Obama got 365 in 2008. So, well, I'm talking about Republicans. So President Obama, 333, George H.W. Bush, 426. So why should Americans trust? I was given that information. I was just given it. We had a very, very big margin. I guess the question is, why should Americans trust you when you accuse the information they receive as being fake when you're providing information that's not accurate? Well, I was given that information. Actually, I've seen that information around, but it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?" And the reporter just said, "You're the president."
Jesus. Well, can you contextualize?
That was the innocuous stuff.
Okay, so can you contextualize the leaks are real, but the news is fake?
Those words.
That doesn't make... I mean, I know it's beyond making sense, but that's some next... That's like alternative facts on steroids right there. What the hell does that even mean?
George Orwell threw up in his grave and then went back to being dead.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I'm done. Anytime it comes back to, like, I mean, the tech screen is filled with, like, what did Obama do or what did Hillary do? No, but not even if they're angry. It's like they're just comparing it to other things or past regimes. It's beyond that. Like, people are past the election.
He's not
the one that's past the election. He's just on display as the most unfit human that's ever had the job, regardless of party or policy of any kind. He's just an unfit human being to have a job of consequence. It's remarkable. And that's what people are giggling at. It has nothing to do with a wall or anything like that at this point. It's just
somebody
crazy.
Tweeted that this has been the best SNL cold open ever.
Right.
Essentially.
And the worst West Wing episode ever.
Yeah, somebody said, "This season of the West Wing sucks." I don't know. Whatever. Live another day and hug your children.
In more important stuff. All right. Is this the last time
Caleb
we see
Smith?
Yeah, dude, Jimmy Butler and Todd Gibson playing tonight.
I don't know.
Over the other side after this one, boys.
But it finally got to the national level of people saying, "Wait a second, they might trade Jimmy Butler here. This might jumpstart something." It's stuff that we've been writing about for a month.
Yeah.
Now it's like, wait a second.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
I don't believe it's going to happen. I'll be surprised, and I will have a John Paxson parade tomorrow if it happens. But don't believe that's gonna take course tonight. And Jimmy Butler's here, and he's gonna be here for a while. And you just gotta hope that the next general manager can put some pieces around Jimmy Butler before his knees turn to tapioca.
I'm ready for point guard Jimmy, Jason. I'm just ready to go ahead and let him do it. What the hell's the big difference? You know, you might as well.
I don't know if it's that good though.
Well, who cares? Who cares? Like, let him get better at it. He wants to do it. I mean, you got, what are your other options? Play some of these other jamokes who can't do anything? I mean, like, let him, James Harden wasn't this good 2 years ago. You know, he got better because he was allowed to do it for a while.
If it's who cares, then the conversation doesn't matter. But if you care, then you're putting a guy in a position where he's going to have a lot more responsibility that I don't know if he's ready to handle or if the talent around him is going to highlight his talents either. So, I mean, I think Jimmy has done a great job at being Jimmy. But when we talk about point guard Jimmy, I mean, hell, you got Paul George, who I think is a more talented player who doesn't have that role. Yeah, he hits pick and roll every once in a while for you, but him setting up the offense, and the offense already goes through him. So essentially you have lead guard Jimmy. Point guard Jimmy is the guy that's now going to have to start to involve others, and I don't know if the work that he's put in will put him in that place where he starts to trust Michael Carter Williams or whoever the hell the guard is with him. So, and you know, I mean, we're spinning our wheels here when it comes to how good this team is going to be, whether Jimmy Butler is lead guard Jimmy or point guard Jimmy or sassy diva Jimmy or snake Jimmy.
I just
or
feel like
phony
that's
Jimmy.
It's one of the only things left in his game that might get better. So we might as well let him try to do it and get better at it.
Yeah, but the workload aspect of Jimmy Butler, the deterioration, the fact is when you just look at this coldly as an asset, that with every day, every other 40-minute outing of the what he's asked to do as a two-way player approaching age 28, it's just you should have done this a while ago, and you have another opportunity to do it now. And with every day that goes by, he takes a pounding. He's worth less. It's like these fabulous Toyotas in front of us that the moment you drive it off the lot, it begins to depreciate, and you start thinking about when you can get your next brand new fabulous Toyota automobile. And right now, you have to realize how much value is left on whatever Jimmy is. With every day, it's less.
There's no question about that. Jay, I heard that you're a fan of the shoot your shot legend with the tennis player. Did you see that he got a second date?
The shoot your shot legend?
Yeah, the guy with
the Twitter bet with Jeanine Bouchard.
The tennis player.
The tennis player?
Oh, yeah.
He got a second date.
Good for him.
I know.
Hey, man. Hey,
it's a Hall of Famer.
You can't hit it unless you swing. I'm talking about like a baseball analogy. I'm not talking about
right.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't. You got to. You know, especially in this day and age where you can shoot your shot at anybody via social media or, you know, availability. I'm down with it. Might as well.
Me too. It made me bring up the story that I told you off the air, Jason, about the doorman at my place.
That's just a bad guy. That's a guy.
See, no. I defended this guy.
Yeah, everybody defended him. Shoot your shot.
Who, the doorman?
Yeah, the doorman. No,
but he knew.
Wait, I don't know if I heard this.
He knew the situation.
In a nutshell, a doorman.
A doorman who knows that someone is visiting someone and, you know, he shoots a shot.
He hit out
and slipped through his phone number. Like, hey, how you doing here? By the way, if you want to upgrade, this is what you need to do.
Okay,
with your life.
But he didn't say that.
Aggressive.
That's an awful man.
That's
an awful person.
Aggressive.
There's no ring on her finger. No.
And he deserves an eye jammy the next time you see him on the way out.
Stop.
He deserves an IK Impali. Where's my money on the way out?
He cowers when I walk by now.
You're damn right he does. Because he understands that he's a lesser man. And he might get his ass kicked. That's why.
I think it's a
perk. You tell him I said so.
Although, I've heard stories.
I got a message for you.
Right. I have heard all kinds of stories about that particular job allowing for all kinds of side hustles.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Sometimes the guy the big overcoat might have a few bags in it. Mm-hmm. There might be something that's put in your mailbox for you, depending if there's...
Kidding me? That's the first person you make friends with when you move into a new
perks
spot.
Perks and, you know, information trading.
Question. You see who else might be single in the building through that person? Yeah.
And I will say that there have been some sports scoops that have come
via the doorman.
Oh, yes.
They see things.
You're
sure.
saying there's a shadowy alliance of doormen across the globe.
Hey, you know, people you don't mess with.
With doorman meetings.
Bartenders.
It's like Alex or something. They're writing policy very quietly.
Doormen are
piped in.
Are simultaneously to be trusted and not trusted.
Good to
all
know.
You shadowy figures out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Burns, is your NASA guy really a doorman? Is that what it is?
I don't know what he's doing these days. He's not working for NASA anymore. He might be. Hey, man, he's still like an astronomer scientist, but I think he went in the private sector and he's making missiles.
Really? He's buzzing the door for Buzz Aldrin is what he's doing.
Well, alive there was a time when you time alive.
Oh, thank God!
Buzz Aldrin or the
doorman? And great on Twitter, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't follow those people.
What, you don't like astronauts?
Yeah, I'm good. They did what they had to do.
What?
You know, very dismissive of their accomplishments.
Yeah, I'm good.
They came back to Earth. Right. And like, once they're back, you got no use for them.
You know, I like the behind the scenes people, not the people that actually shoot up in the.
Yeah, what do they have to do? Yeah. They just sit on another giant thing.
Right. You eat your little ration. You know, you hang out.
You poop in a diaper. Yeah,
exactly.
You come home.
Get the hell out of here. You're not a real hero. I'm going to go Jay Zawoski on astronauts, right?
Now. Like heroes who weren't captured. Yeah.
Shout out to all the astronauts listening.
All of them.
Yeah, you're alienating all of our astronauts. And,
tweets. Seriously.
There's one guy right now on Twitter who's sent me at least 30 tweets on why Trump is the dopest thing to ever happen to the country. And I'm like, dude, you keep swinging, champ. I got nothing for you. After the first two, that's your man. I got nothing for you. I cannot argue with you anymore. So now the astronaut people are going to come for me. So I'm right here for you in the Toyota Sports Corner if you need me.
I think
5'7" Jewish white man, right? All right, so just tap me on the shoulder and say what's up.
I think everybody knows the astronauts love Mully and Hanley, okay?
They don't love
any of us.
All right, fellas.
Wait, we have so much stuff today, and like literally stuff.
I didn't see this.
We'll talk basketball with Casey Johnson, Dave Cameron of FanGraphs, who wrote a very optimistic piece about the White Sox. Will join us at 4:00. But we've got 3 seats at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. We have a pair of tickets to see John Wick Chapter 2, and we have 3 4-packs of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th, 26th. So we're providers of things, and not to mention we have these fabulous score squishy baseballs.
Oh, throw them!
And I will try to not hit a toddler in the eye on the fly like I did with my very first throw.
I want you to take aim. Me and the Rubster will be by later on. I want you to take aim at my spawn and demoralize him with squishy balls.
Today's look, a different all day. All I ask is make a play.
Today's
aggressively, and I don't mind an error of aggressive play.
It's the Javier
Baez approach.
If you're attacking the ball, I got no problem if it clangs off your hands. But, you know, aggressively come and make a play.
Yesterday was that day. Today is the day where we are pegging 40-plus-year-old white men in the nuts. So if you walk past and you think that your groin area is safe, we will have a ball for it. All right? So just be on the lookout for that. If you're 40 and up. Yeah, look at this guy. Walks away right now. He's like, all right, I'm done with this.
I guess I'm not swinging by.
it was okay for Ruben to catch one, but not you, right?
I value my nuts over my spawn.
Had some people coming by yesterday. We had some fun folks. We had a woman who was completely hammered come up and start talking into the microphone.
That's awesome.
And then when Jason got mad at her, she got all indignant. And she said, I'm a lawyer. And then I said, well, we should have tased you. Like, you can't tase me.
Tase me, bro. Right. And then we had the black cowboy who walked over here with the 27-gallon hat and the huge belt buckle.
I think that was a legitimate cowboy.
And I think he was a legitimate black, too.
Well, that I'm not so sure. But those belt buckles you can only get by winning something.
He's legitimately lost if he's at the auto show.
No, I'm telling you. Like, he had the bolo tie. Daddy. He had the bolo tie. He had the denim shirt. And that looked like a bull riding championship.
It was black Philip Rivers.
I'm picturing Don Cheadle in Boogie Nights.
I like to boogie to it.
Yeah. this guy was legit. Yeah. It wasn't just like, I'm pretending to be a cowboy. Like, he had as cattle somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good show and people watch and whatever. And they're Bernstein and Goff. They're next on The Score.
Spiegel and Parkins talk to Theo Epstein live on The Score.
I don't like letting people down. I didn't want to even contemplate the prospect of coming to Chicago and someday having to leave without having helped deliver a World Series. So now that burden is gone. It doesn't make me any less hungry. We all want to win every single year.
To hear the entire Spiegel and Parkins interview with Theo Epstein, go to 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Maybe Tiger Woods will be a competitive golfer again someday soon. You never count out the elite of the elite until they say no mas. But the signs right now aren't very good. In fact, they're downright discouraging. After 17 months away from serious competitive golf, as opposed to the exhibition in which he managed to play four rounds in December, Woods teed it up in San Diego last month. He missed the cut. A week later, he flew 17 hours to Dubai to play for a huge appearance fee, played one bad round, and withdrew with back spasms. Then, last week, he had to withdraw from this week's tournament in Los Angeles and next week's in Palm Beach. Yesterday, he couldn't even make it to a press conference as host of the LA tournament. You might say this is because Woods is allergic to the media. Not when the event benefits his foundation. He's in serious pain, which really is sad. I'm done.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Limited time, maximum savings. Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right, every payment, every Toyota, saving you thousands of dollars. Brand new 2017 Toyota Corolla L's have dropped to just $119 per month. Or right now, lease a new 2017 Camry L for only $135 per month and get special auto show savings on hundreds of new Toyotas. Grossinger has dropped every payment on every vehicle, including yours. So hurry in. With payments this low, you can drive a new car more often, including new 2017 Corollas for just $119 per month. New 2017 Camrys for only $135 per month. These savings have been maximized, but only for a limited time. Now at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com.
36-month lease, stock T70974, T70199. Four-cylinder auto, you must qualify. 3,839 Corolla, 3,780 Camry, due at signing. Plus first payment, tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock. Zero security deposit. Offer expires at month end.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile for regional intermodal drivers and adding load pay. With an average annual increase of $8,300, you can now make up to $83,000 per year. Plus a limited time $10,000 sign-on bonus and transitioning to company-owned intermodal chassis. Apply to get your pay increase and bonus as a regional intermodal driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow. The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
CDL Class A drivers ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls host Boston tonight before they are off for the All-Star break. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic will play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. The Bulls are 2 games under .500. They sit in the 7th spot in the East, just a half a game ahead of Detroit. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game on the docket tonight before the Bulls and Celtics tip things off. The Wizards are at the Pacers. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Spring training news and notes. White Sox, Carlos Rodon will start throwing tomorrow as the team has limited his workout this offseason for no other reason other than just starting him off slow. Cubs, all position players report tomorrow with the first full team workout on Saturday. PGA play, it's the Genesis Open first round of action. Phil Mickelson, lefty. Yeah, he's 5 under on top of the leaderboard through 10 today. Nice start for him. Dustin Johnson, Luke Donald is one shot back. Jordan Spieth, he tees it up about 2 hours from now. And college hoops this evening, Big Ten action. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Christina Goff is on from the Chicago Auto Show, the Toyota Sports Corner here at McCormick Place. And what we have for you today is some basketball talk with Casey Johnson of the Tribune at 2 o'clock. Baseball stuff with Fangraph's Dave Cameron at 4. We'll do It's On at 5:30. And you got to be listening all day if you want to win stuff. Because not only do we have a pair of tickets to go see John Wick Chapter 2, And we have four packs of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. We also have three more seats at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship coming up 1 week from today. We are in the final week, so don't miss out on your opportunity. And even if you aren't one of the winners of one of the seats, we should still be able to accommodate you if you want to purchase your seat to try to help kids with cancer and leukemia and vie for the World Series of Poker. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. There is texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You can also find our website that is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts, things we write, things we talk about, where we'll all be posted there. Our engineer today is Matt Pullman.
And I'll tell you, we had the great wardrobe display by June in the vault today. We had, what, Elvis Presley. We had George Harrison clothes.
Wow.
And we had Stevie Tyler clothes.
What about
Dolly
Parton?
We had Alice Cooper's head.
What about Dolly Parton's clothes?
Madonna was there.
Oh, Madonna?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Madonna. I tell you what,
Jagger was there. He had his tongue sticking out. It was awesome.
Lady Gaga's blowing Madonna away. Are you kidding me?
Lady Gaga's awesome.
Lady Gaga is awesome. What she did was electrifying at the Super Bowl.
Her talent, the way she started that on the roof.
Yeah, she's
God
doing
bless America.
Oh, it's a layup. Lady Gaga's the only one that outplayed Tom Brady.
What the hell's going on?
That was
just stumble into a deli and two old guys talking about current events.
That was quite an experience last night. And, you know, these guys who do college ball and then you watch what's going on out there and you're still like, oh, you know, it's really not that spectacular. And so they make shots.
Dan Dockich was in awe of Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony last night. I'm like, yeah. He's like, it looks like to me Carmelo's trying to win. I'm like, Carmelo's just shooting. Doing Carmelo.
Where you been?
Right.
That's like, kind of what he does.
And that's the thing, too. Like, they separate themselves, the college people from the NBA and the NBA from the college. So that's why ESPN does it once a year.
It does show you how their aesthetic changes. It really does. I remember
their appreciation for things.
We talked to Tom Brenneman about it, too, the difference when he was when Fox started getting involved in some of the college football and how he explained how he's got to recalibrate to go from he's like, whoa, a dangerous pass without much on it. I'm like, yes, that's called a college pass.
Right? Enough already.
Sorry. But it's fun to watch these guys. We talked to Gene Cady. Remember when Gene Cady was an assistant coach of the Raptors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was like, I can't believe
it. He couldn't believe it. He's like,
the practices.
He said the practices. And he said about these three-point shots. They just, they're so far. And they're always going in. He's like, he couldn't.
The talent level.
Yes.
The ridiculousness of it.
Yeah. And that's Gene Cady. That's one of the great college basketball coaches who's ever walked the earth. Was saying he was marveling
watching Division II people dunk all over each other
at the quality of play in the league and man, it just Kyrie Irving, if you just watch him when he decides he's going to do something, and it's like the Globetrotters.
He's an all-time talent, and I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying here. Like he's accomplished all-time feats, but he is an all-time talent in terms of having a ball on a string and a finisher. Like, a lot of guys have been able to dribble. You know, God Sham God, Rafer Alston, those, like, there's been guys.
Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah, been guys, even Jason Williams to a certain extent. But a finisher of his caliber, a guy who can, who has either hand and has tricks around the rim. I mean, he's not an above the rim guy. He's one of these old school, like in the mold of Rod Strickland and Tim Hardaway point guards who can finish at the rim. I mean, he is something to watch. He's really, really a beautiful player, as you mentioned.
I mean, that's the word. I mean, it's just purely aesthetically, he's doing things that the body control of what he's able to do, how he's able to make a decision in midair and not have it ever looked panicked.
Yes, best handle since Isaiah to me that I've seen.
Okay, I would have Tim Hardaway in that discussion of what he could do at full speed.
See, like, there's inside-the-frame dribblers, there's outside-the-frame dribblers. Like, Allen Iverson was an outside the frame dribbler with that wide crossover. Tim is an inside the frame dribbler with that pat, you know, crossover. But I think when it comes to mixing everything into the game, including Steph Curry, Kyrie, since Isaiah, I don't think I've seen anything like that.
Our producers, the EP, Nick Shepkowski.
What do you guys think about Melo? If you're the Knicks, do you move on? If you're Carmelo, do you move on?
Doesn't matter to me. Why should I go to any of the teams that I like? Why?
You don't think that Carmelo Anthony can help a team win?
Hey, he can go wherever he wants, but just please don't go to the Lakers, the Warriors, or the Spurs, or the Blazers, or the Celtics.
That's what the game needs.
What?
You go, Bill. Keep him off my damn team. Get off my basketball lawn. Guys, the game needs more, especially for a sport that prides itself on telling the truth. The game needs more guys who are like, yep, I don't want Carmelo Anthony on anything that I want to watch. There you go.
All right.
If I don't agree with him. But, hey, you know, good for Bill Walton.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
So does that guy, Dr. Slave Driver, have us on SportsCenter during the halftime break, or can I go use it? The lounge.
Why don't you just stop talking?
Dr. Slave Driver, please. Give us a chance.
Go ahead, have time.
Whoa. Somebody got in his ear right away and screamed at him. Did you hear that?
What are you doing?
Right. Somebody's like, stop saying that! Somebody pushed a button in the truck and just blew up his IFB right there. You could probably hear, if you listen closely.
So does that guy, Dr. Slave Driver, have us on SportsCenter during the halftime break, or can I go use it?
Right there.
Right there. Right there, producer just hammered the IFB with his fist and is screaming into his headset.
That's awesome. That's what happens when Bill's going to bill all over your broadcast.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Run that one more time, Tanny. You can hear someone's heart explode in the truck.
So does that guy, Dr. Slave Driver, have us on SportsCenter during the halftime break, or can I go use the lounge?
Why don't you just
Dr. Slave Driver?
Why don't
so he thought he was in break?
No.
No. He's talking about their producer.
No,
director,
I don't think
right?
so. They're throwing
no,
it to break.
He knew he was in exactly. Okay. They still haven't given the score yet.
Because it sounds like
he knew he was in there.
All right,
he,
but I think you're right about someone yelling at him because you hear him pause.
No doubt.
Without question. Even if it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be misinterpreted or interpreted correctly, however you want to deem it.
Especially with the Draymond Green stuff out there, you know, what you were talking about yesterday.
Doctor, give me.
That's like the worst Spider-Man villain ever.
Awesome. So does that guy, Dr. Slave Driver?
It's like some 155-pound white dude with a whip. I am doctor in a stethoscope.
No, picture like dressed more like Harlan Sanders in the white suit. Or is it more like Ten Commandments, like Edward G. Robinson? That kind of version of it. Where's Messiah now?
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then coming up next.
What was his name? Dathan? Was that the Edward G. Robinson's character? I believe.
IMDb now.
I believe it's Dathan the Slave Driver.
Yeah, I didn't catch that game, though. I did not catch that because I did what you told me to do, and every time I do it,
they lose. What, Northwestern?
I did it with Illinois. They lost.
Yeah.
I did it last night. Got their ass kicked.
My kid's going to start blaming you now.
He's
going to lay down the law and tell you to stop watching.
Jim Phillips is going to text me here soon like, I heard you here, Goff. Why don't you stay away? Stay out of Northwestern basketball business, mister.
We are here at the Sports Corner brought to you by Toyota. Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from. No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. We have you covered here between now and 6 o'clock. We're Bernstein and Goff, and we'll talk to Casey Johnson at the top of the hour on The Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com for 2017 auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachman, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown Records' first million-selling single.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
Hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jason, you mentioned Dan Dockich when you were talking about the switcheroo between college and the NBA that they do sometimes on that network. And did you hear what he got into with Tom Izzo?
No, I just saw the headline of Izzo going off on him. I didn't click on it because I didn't know if it was important or not.
Yeah, it was really strange because he was tweeting. He tweeted and then he deleted the tweet. He tweeted that Michigan State students were whiners. And then he intimated, and his son apparently plays for Michigan. Dockage's son plays for University of Michigan. And then he said something about how they were too dumb to get into the University of Michigan. Oh. Now, here's the pride. I guess he's trying to clean up his mess because now, and Izzo got mad at him and just sort of didn't understand why he was doing or what he was doing or why he was doing it. And then Doc is trying to clean it up, saying he's got respect for Coach Izzo, said he reached out to him, and Izzo was
especially
mad.
Especially since the Big Ten is his. That's his jurisdiction as a broadcaster.
Yeah, Izzo said calling us whiners is kind of unprofessional, saying our students couldn't get in there, and he's doing games for Michigan when his son's there. It's a disappointment. That's ridiculous. See, here's the thing. He's right that most people at Michigan State are unlikely to get into Michigan. That's probably true.
Ask any Michigan grad.
And that's why it stings. Right. I understand that Tom Izzo is trying to defend his students, but the facts are the facts about admissions standards. Mm-hmm. So when I look at it, I'm always amused by when colleges, some universities. I mean, you know, I've dealt at length with some angry and dangerous Penn State people, but the rank and file
as if I with the Northern Illinois people
and the rank and file Penn State fan was their immediate, and I don't know where they get this perception, but the immediate response was, well, that guy Bernstein apparently couldn't get into Penn State.
Don't do that.
I don't respond, but right. But so I'm just like, really? Like, do you actually know? Sort of like for Izzo to sort of say, yeah, it might be a low blow. And look, and the Duke fans made a chant out of it that if you what was it? If you can't go to college, go to state. If you can't go to state, go to jail. Although to hear you talk about that and McCaffrey talk about that former intern the other day when you said he was too dumb to go to jail, dude. I thought about that particular chant.
Yeah,
but
it was.
But you know, that's the thing about when Dockage says that they couldn't get into, they probably couldn't.
Yeah, but you can't say it because you're doing the games for everyone. You're doing Indiana. You're doing Wisconsin. You're doing Michigan State. Like. The moment you walk in there, everything that comes out of your mouth is going to be thought of as Michigan or Indiana bias because he's an Indiana guy.
Correct, but that's just...
It's the truth.
It's the truth, though.
I understand, but it's the same reason those guys who do the big games...
It's really tough when Northwestern's good.
Well...
Because then
everybody has to shut up.
Yep.
Everybody has to go back into their little corner. Listen, I've never engaged in that because... I'm a guy who went to Southern Illinois, so I'm not about to sit here and fight these battles. You know, shout out to Boomer 3 in Carbondale. Thank you for everything that you gave me. But, no, I understand. That's why I didn't click. I thought it was something a little bit more salacious when I saw the headline.
It really wasn't.
Yeah.
It was. Here's what Izzo said about it.
I got to, before I go into anything, I got to tell you that, you know, I do a lot of work to try to somewhat control the Izzone. And if there's things not being said, I, you know, email them. I talk to them. I catch hell both ways. If too much is being said, if not enough's being said. But I got to be honest with you. I was kind of getting upset at the chance of Dockage until I got in the locker room and I asked, what was that all about? And somebody read me his tweets. The social media. And if I would have known that before the game, I would embarrass myself almost as much as he embarrassed himself, and I would have led the chance. Because calling us whiners and that is kind of unprofessional. Classy broadcasters like George Blah and everybody else wouldn't even think to do something like that on TV. But saying our students couldn't get in there, and he's doing games for Michigan when his son's there? That is a disappointment, and that is ridiculous. And I think it's funny because I got no respect for him for that. And I'm going to publicly say it. You can tweet it. You can read it. You can do whatever you want with it. But Twitter got him in trouble, and he earned it. And I'm surprised ESPN would let somebody say something like that that works for him. So that's off my chest now. Another one for Twitter, you know? I'm another one for Twitter, But Danny owes our fans and our students an apology. And I probably won't get it. But, you know, I've always gotten along with Dan. But as you know, seems like this year a lot of people have been mad at me. But I would have loved to get in that end zone and join those chants if I was on Twitter. Thank God I'm not. Thank God some of my friends are. So there's the commercial today. And now we'll get back to the game.
Yeah, and you'll lose.
Yeah.
I'm bearing the lead here, by the way.
Yeah.
When did Al Pacino become the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans men's basketball
team? That's what coaches sound like in February.
I understand, but it had a Pacino like feel to it. Listen, yeah. if that's the fight that he wants to fight, go ahead and do your thing. Yeah. If Dan Dockich comes out and says sorry, it's all a big
He kind of did it. He was a non-apology. Well, he was like, everything's good. But but the fact is, there's really nothing. If he wants to say that the people in the IS zone in the student section probably couldn't get into Michigan, they couldn't get into Michigan.
What if they wanted to go to East Lansing instead of Ann Arbor?
It's possible. I don't know why you would.
My buddy Eron that you met is a Michigan grad. Yeah. I'm sure he's eating this up right now, listening to this. You know, because he's that guy. He's
go blue.
Oh yeah, they're off.
The black Volvo with the Michigan license plate holder.
Anytime there's a Michigan game on, he is looking for a place to watch it so he can do his Michigan thing. Nah, if that's what Tom Izzo is concerned about right now, and not the fact that Miles Bridges is not as good as I thought he was going to be, or the fact that they haven't had a point guard that worth a damn outside of this Lou Rawls character, Lou Rawls Nairn or Tum Tum Nairn or whatever the hell his name is. He's been there for like 20 years. Like, Izzo's got some other worries besides Dan Dockich. And Dan stirs it up on Twitter, though. Like, he gets into fights with people about, like, you know, the wussification of sports America.
Yeah.
Like, he's about that.
It's
life.
A Bobby Knight. It's an apple from the Bobby Knight tree without some of the Steve Alford worms in it.
Like, kid, wow. Well put. He's the, you know, kids, you know, should be able to throw a lot more in Little League guy and all that kind of stuff. So, you know,
fine.
I mean, you got a coach with no voice going at it, and
I've been through the desert with the coach with no voice.
Yeah. Speaking of something that's nothing, and you brought it up before the show started. What, like, are we at the point in spring training where Greg Maddux dressed as a sound man is a thing?
It wasn't funny. And I also think that Bryant was in on it. There was no payoff.
Kidding the old man.
There was no payoff to the reveal. Everybody's, when I saw it on Twitter, it's like, this is the most awesome thing you'll see today. This is the coolest prank. Look what happens here. And I'm like,
right, it's a little lame.
Okay.
It's a little lame.
The whole payoff is, this guy's got a really good curveball. Like, I thought nothing happened. It's like, oh, it's Maddux. Yeah, he's got a fake beard.
If you think that the MVP is going to take pitches from a guy out of a camera well, then you're mistaken.
Yeah, you think he's going to subject himself to the possibility that this guy could hit him or something like that?
All of a sudden, you Bernstein out here, and he's dotting the eye of Chris Bryant. He's out for you know a month and a half. No, that's not happening.
I was going to say, no, it's maybe the best control pitcher that's ever walked the face of the earth that probably was trustworthy enough to throw a few his way. And then I was picturing Greg Maddux in that disguise walking up to us at the auto show.
Right.
And I think, like, that's perfect.
Hey, you guys.
Where are the forerunners?
The brother who walked up yesterday.
That guy yesterday?
Huge banner in front of us. We're in the Toyota Sports Corner. We got two microphones in front of us, and the brother's like, yeah, y'all know where the Toyota 4Runner is at? I'm like, wait a minute, dude. Like, just look around. Find yourself a 4Runner. Like, make something up. It might be to the right. It might be to the left. We don't know where the 4Runners are.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
We're just here pushing Tundras and Camrys and whatever else Toyota wants us to push for the couple of days that we're here.
KC Johnson on the Bulls and the NBA next. On the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow. The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 212 to 220.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for...